I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Louisiana's voter rolls jumped by nearly 36,000 in the last 2 months of registration leading up to the November 4th election, with more than half of the new voters opting for neither Democrat nor Republican designation. It's according to registration statistics released Wednesday. Secretary of State Tom Shedler says that more analysis needs to be done to determine what's behind the increase in independents, whether it's strictly new voters or Democrats and Republicans who switched registration because of being frustrated over party politics. Shedler's office certified 2.93 million voters eligible to participate in the November 4th election, in which a U.S. Senate seat and 14 constitutional amendments are on the statewide ballot. Mary Landrieu is the last Democrat to hold statewide office in Louisiana, a state that Mitt Romney won easily in 2012 and where President Barack Obama remains highly unpopular. But Landrieu hasn't succumbed to her main challenger, Republican Representative Bill Cassidy. That's thanks in part to a large base of support among black voters and strong ties to the state's oil and gas industry. There's also Tea Party favorite Rob Manus, a Republican who is siphoning votes from Cassidy. And then there are questions about Cassidy himself, who has repeatedly battled a perception within his own party that he perhaps wasn't the best choice to carry the GOP banner. The top two vote-getters in the November 4th election will advance to a December runoff if no candidate gets an outright majority. Governor Bobby Jindal has announced J.P. Morgan Chase has donated $1 million into the fund that helps technical colleges fund programs focused on training skilled workers. Jindal says this money will allow the community and technical colleges to expand courses specifically designed to meet the workforce training needs here.
These type of partnerships make clear here in Louisiana, we are committed to making this state the best place to work and to raise a family.
Monty Sullivan is the Louisiana Community and Technical College System President. He says this money will be used in a very targeted way to address the most high-demand programs in Louisiana.
An example is the construction trades, welding, electrician programs, a whole range of engineering technology.
The $1 million gift will be matched with $4 million in state funds. Cold and flu season is upon us, and people are looking for ways to avoid coming down with a seasonal bug. The Center for Disease Control recommends everyone over 6 months of age to get a flu vaccination. Dr. Fred Lopez with the LSU Health Sciences Center in New Orleans says there's a reason for that recommendation.
The vaccine is very effective at preventing flu infections, and in recent years we've had good match between the vaccine and the flu strains that are prevalent in the communities in this country.
He says once you get the flu vaccine, don't expect it to work immediately. Lopez says it takes a couple of weeks for your body to develop antibodies from the vaccine.
For 2 weeks, if you did come across someone who was sick with the flu, you could possibly get infected from them because your immunity hasn't developed yet.
Lopez says once you receive the flu vaccine, you'll still want to take steps to avoid any infections this season. He says washing your hands with soap and water and using hand sanitizers are good ways to keep the flu at bay. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the upper 70s, a few clouds this evening, with a low tonight in the low 50s. This is KEDM News.